You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Renato Mihaj gets in an argument with his parents and threatens them with a machete, then heads to his girlfriend and daughter's home. Mihaj forces his way inside and kills Suella Salia with a knife and brass knuckles. He then drags his 8-year-old daughter to his car and takes off.
Nancy, when the incident began at his parents' home, Mihaj took the couple's cell phones, preventing them from calling for help. He left them unharmed before the attack that killed Saliaj, his girlfriend, and the mother of his child. Mihaj's 8-year-old daughter witnessed the entire attack and asked Mihaj why. He replied he really wanted her to die. Saliaj was found covered in blood with her throat slit and was pronounced dead on the scene.
Mihaj and his daughter located hours later, the little girl, unharmed. Renato Mihaj, 34, now facing a string of charges including murder, kidnap, child abuse, and assault. South Carolina police try to pull over Joshua Harvey, but he takes off and cops have to give up the chase. Hours later, though, cops encounter Harvey again, this time with his girlfriend, Rosie Smith, in the passenger seat and the previously black car, now spray painted white. The chase resumes and cops lose them a second time. When police do catch up, girlfriend Rosie Smith behind the wheel, and the couple is finally forced to stop. Cops order them out of the car, and a dog, a cat, and 4 chickens follow them out. Both Harvey and Smith now charged with failure to stop and their carload of animals seized by animal control. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Over 30 years after a Pennsylvania woman was killed and her suburban Philadelphia home burned in an effort to conceal the crime, a man has now been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. With more, here's Sidney Sumner with Crime Online.
Following his conviction a day earlier for first-degree murder and 2 counts of arson in the April 1991 death of 35-year-old Joy Hibbs in Bristol Township, 57-year-old Robert Atkins has now been sentenced in Bucks County Court. According to authorities, it was after the fire at the Bristol Township residence that the victim's body was discovered. In an autopsy, subsequently determined that she had been stabbed and strangled. The prosecution said that Atkins threatened to kill Hibbs and blow up her house in an effort to settle a disagreement over a marijuana sale. It was not until May of 2022 that Atkins was arrested in the case. In response to criticism from Hibbs' family and media coverage of the case, defense lawyer Craig Penglaze contended that the case was founded on a, quote, mountain of doubt. He accused the original investigation's officers of mishandling evidence and neglecting to look for additional possible suspects. Before imposing the sentence, Judge Wallace H. Bateman Jr. stated that Atkins had cheated Hibbs' family out of a future with their loved one. Prosecutors stated that Atkins was given a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole for the murder conviction, in addition to a concurrent 5 to 7 years for 1 arson conviction and a 10 to 20 year term for the 2nd arson conviction.
After 3 decades of working to solve his mother's case, Joy Hibbs' youngest child, David Hibbs, told our friends with the Philadelphia Inquirer that the family has started to heal. Authorities in Pennsylvania say that a cyber attack on the website of the state courts agency has disabled several online operations, but does not appear to have compromised any data. Once again, Crime Online, Sidney Sumner.
Chief Justice Deborah Todd has released a statement reporting that the incident was being looked at by the FBI, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and the federal government's top cybersecurity agency. According to the federal government, a, quote, denial-of-service cyber attack occurs when attackers flood the targeted host or network with traffic until the target cannot respond or simply crashes, preventing access for legitimate users. Todd says this is the type of cyber attack used in Pennsylvania. The perpetrator's identity and motive were not immediately disclosed by the court's administrative office, the Administrative Office of Pennsylvania Courts. The organization has thus far withheld information regarding whether the hackers requested payment or a ransom, or if its security safeguards functioned as intended. Internet docket sheets and a gateway for filing electronic case documents were 2 of the online systems that were disabled.
According to Todd, the state courts are still in operation.
Thanks, John. Tamika Harris texts her son, Corey Danielli, happy birthday, but he doesn't respond. She checks his social media and sees a post from a friend of Corey's asking if anyone has seen him. Tamika Harris reaches out to the man who says he has some of Corey's belongings after he stormed out of a friend's house. He explains Corey went with him from L.A. to a home near Kerman, California to celebrate his 33rd birthday. But then an argument broke out the night before and Corey left the house on foot. The friend assumes Corey hitchhiked into Kerman and went home from there. But Corey left his phone and wallet behind. That's weird. Harris immediately reports her son missing. Corey Danielli then misses a performance with his band, his mother's birthday, and now his own son's second birthday. If you have any information on Corey Danielli, now missing 6 months, please call Fresno County, California Sheriff's 559-600-3111. Repeat, 559-600-3111. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.